This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Militia officials say a drone strike has hit a car in the Iraqi capital and killed three members of the powerful Kataib Hezbollah militia, including a high-ranking commander. Two officials with Iranian-backed militias in Iraq said that one of those killed was the commander in charge of Kataib Hezbollah's operations in Syria. U.S. officials have said they suspect Kataib Hezbollah, in particular, of leading the drone attack that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan in late January. Two explosions near electoral candidates' offices in Pakistan's southwestern province killed more than 25 people and wounded dozens on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
On the eve of a general election, the blasts in the southwestern province of Balochistan raised concerns over security. Pakistan goes to the polls on Thursday amid rising militant attacks and the jailing of Imran Khan, the winner of the last national election. Khan has been dominating the headlines despite an economic crisis and other woes threatening the nuclear-armed country. Authorities have said they are boosting security at polling booths.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected Hamas demands for a ceasefire and vowed to press ahead with Israel's military offensive in Gaza until achieving quote-unquote absolute victory. Netanyahu made the comments Wednesday shortly after meeting the visiting U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who has been traveling in the region in hopes of securing a ceasefire agreement. Hamas is a United States designated terrorist group. Find more at VOANews.com.